Kina that expresses the jarring contrast between Seis Mishlaim and Seis Mitzrayim. We spoke many times, it's when a person is confronted with two situations where he puts both pictures next to each other. This is what it looked like this, or something like this. And, you know, it's Kibliosik Apoltosoi, with the same Ava that Kodesh Baruch took his sin, but that same Ava, we were tossed out. There's one point here I'd like to spend a few minutes on. It says, Yevul Shmita Ve'eret Shaketa V'teis Mitzrayim. I had Yevul and Shmita and a tranquil land when I left there. Mocholitz Mises V'choros V'kosis. And I was sold forever and cut off when I left Yerushalayim. So there's a contrast. You know, it is Chazal tell us that Yevul and Shmita were one of the important. They were one of the key mitzvahs. Why or averus for neglecting it? Why you were sent out from Eretz Yisrael? And that's obvious why it's there. But he contrasts two points. In the Yevul Shmita, he contrasts is the Mochol Litzmisus and the Bechoris Vekosus. The Yevul and Shmita, both of them contain two almost contradictory tchunas that are very, very, that are essential for a person's mitzias. On the one hand, a person needs to feel a sense of kesher. If a person is landless, shiftless, then a person feels not rooted. He doesn't feel out of mashalim. If a person is an eved to somebody else, so he feels in someone else's rishus. In other words, the two extremes of either being an eved to someone or feeling that the person is or feeling landless, rootless, those are things that are both of them mafkia tzuras adam. A person who's an eved is not a person, and a person who's homeless is not a person. In other words, he's in a state of not being a person. Yevul and Shmita have in themselves the two tchunis that Yevul means a person is never an Evet forever. And if you're not an Evet forever, it means that you're just working. The difference between an Evet and an Evet is perpetual versus term. And the question of feeling a chibur and a kesha. And so when a person works the land in Shmita, when a person doesn't work the land in Shmita, because li kol aretz, then the person is kosher takadish baruch Hu always. When a person has yevul, he always comes back to that land that's takadish baruch Hu's. So in Shmita and yevulis, they were core mitzvahs in giving us the sense of having our own mitzias, this is zechalki v'nachli, and not ever being overshadowed, overtaken by someone else. So when we were mevatel yevul and shmitas, we became mochol litzmisus and koras v'kosos. Both, they're almost opposite klolos. Both of them, we came cut off from having our own mitzias in the land, and we became totally subordinate and subservient to whoever the other one was.